Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
The reality of the Creator. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning, our beautiful radio listening audience, as we bring to you another wonderful and powerful discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz. In dealing with Black History Month, today's discussion will continue as a part of last week's discussion on Black History. History for people is not a month. History for people is all times. We don't have a month for any person's history, especially Black men. So people, we need to listen carefully. Be prepared to join. Be prepared to ask questions. And let us hear from you and your comments. And let's get a good understanding of what Black history is really all about, and a good understanding of ourselves. This is what it's all about. Coming to learn the truth about us, as we've been lied to so many times about our history and about our people. It's time for us to really get a clear understanding of who we are. And now, I want you to listen carefully. I want you to ask questions. Push the number one button on your phone and ask questions. Come into the studio. And when the manager, each of us, finish talking, we will call you and we will have you to come on and give a comment or ask a question and join us in some feedback. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. And now I'll bring to you, today's discussion again was on history for people is not a month. History for people is all times. World history is Black history. Allah, the Creator, says in his last book, the Holy Quran, that he reveals his final truth to humankind in the night of power. So Black or night means that Allah revealed his book, the Holy Quran, to guide humankind out of spiritual darkness into spiritual enlightenment. The world of humans is not the material world. The world of humans is their thinking. Allah made the human being with intelligence. With intellect, the human being is made to rise above animal life and come into spiritual life. Allah put some of his eternal spirit inside the human body so that the human being could receive direct information from Allah. Allah did this so that the human being can always stay connected to his reality thing. But with this greatest gift that Allah gives to human beings only means that the human beings have to choose their spiritual life inside or choose their animal life of this world. Allah is the life. Allah is all good. Allah is all powerful. So, when the knowledge of Allah's power influences or inspires the human's heart, this turns on the light of intelligence in the human mind and brings the human mind out of spiritual darkness into a law of spiritual truth. So people, as you can see, we have a very, very powerful discussion for you today. We want to thank you for joining us and all to prepare to prepare to comment, prepare to ask questions, and prepare to be a part of the discussion. Thank you again. And now, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Oh, that was a very good introduction, sister. And we want to thank Allah, first of all, for bringing us all human beings that's on the planet, the earth, today. We want to thank Allah, especially for the believers in Allah, for giving us another opportunity to try to get our life right and prepare for Him in the hereafter, after He had put us to sleep next to death. And He says sleep is the twin brother of death. So when we're asleep, we're next to death. And Allah say many He take in their sleep. And then those that He don't want to take, at that time, He put His spirit, His life, spirit back in their body for an appointed time in this world. But eventually, they're going to die too. So this world is not permanent. This world is temporary. With that said, we are open with saying, Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you. And we'll start with the prayer, the opening prayer of the Al-Fatiha, the perfect prayer for all human beings that will lead them straight to their Creator if they sincerely listen at this prayer, internalize this prayer, and apply this prayer always in their life from the time they're born to the time they die. It's called Al-Fatiha. Bismillah. الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Along with this prayer, we want to say another prayer because this is the only prayer that anybody on the planet Earth can say, can live, not just speak it, but live this prayer, and their faith be accepted by the Creator. It's called Ikhlas, or the purity of faith. Kul hu Allah, hu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, wa lam yalad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. We just say it, translated in English. Say, Allah, the Creator, is one. He's self-sufficient, meaning He's free of all needs, worthy of all praise. He begetteth not, nor is He begotten by anybody. And there's none and nothing in His creation in the heavens and the earth like unto Him. Amen. So we start that way. We want to start that way. So what we want to start off by saying, people, to you is this, is that life, as we know it in this world, is temporary. I want to emphasize that again because most people, Muslim, Christian, Jew, no matter what you call your name, most people in the world, Allah say, they are only concerned about the things they see. They are only concerned about, the outer things, the material world, what they can see. And there's a saying that Satan has got his followers to pass on over the years, for thousands of years. Sin is the lens. If you really think sin is believing, you can't see. Why? Because what you see is not there. It's an illusion. This whole world and everything in the heavens and earth that you can see is only a picture. It's an illusion. The reality is behind the picture. But the reality behind the picture is Allah, the Creator, who created this picture. And He called this whole world His artistry, meaning He's the artist of the whole heavens and earth. He's the artist. Oh, yeah, and He's a beautiful artist. So, you know, people, it's no time for hesitating and trying to think that, take this material, these material things with you when you die. That's how most people are acting. You can have faith, especially these religious people, act like you can have faith in Almighty Allah, the Creator, the real Creator, and then you can still do deceitful things, do things that you know you ain't got no business doing intentionally and think that you can play this old type of game, not with the Creator, but with your own soul, because you can affect the Creator a lot and nothing you do. But when you try to play that old self-deception game with the Creator and with those who truly believe in Him, He said you only deceive yourself and you realize it not. People, this whole world, Allah say, is nothing but a deceiver. And He said everything in this world, including yourself, is nothing but goods and chattels of deception. Because you hear people talking about, oh, I'm good. I got a good car. I got a good home. I got a good this. I got a good that. Ain't nothing in this world good. Tell me one thing in this world is good. Don't you tell me that you're good. Because everybody that's created is imperfect and they're not good. Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say only good. It happens to people come from Him. He's all good, as the sister said in the beginning. So all good come from Allah, the creator. And Allah say all bad, the bad that happens in our life is human beings come from our own evil deeds, our own evil choices we make in life. He give us the opportunity to make choices. Only creatures He did that with, man and woman. A tree can't decide, oh, I don't want to be a tree today. I want to be the sun and switch places with the sun. No, everything created stays in its nature. It cannot go outside of its nature. The only creature that can go outside of its nature and take on the nature of everything it see, anything it see, is the human being. And most human beings that they Allah say, because they associate other false gods with Him, they have taken on the nature of a monster. A monster. I mean something that's so horrible, horrific, that they would kill their own child. That they would bury a child alive, that they would put their children in a car and run it into a water. You see, that they would cut off each other's heads, their mother's heads, their father's heads, the ones that Allah blessed to bear them and bore into the world. And Allah, the Creator, say, in the time we're in, it's the most horrific, evil time that ever been in the history of man since He created the first man, Adam. And He says, soon the evil results of the deeds of these people in this 21st generation going to soon overtake them too. And we see it happening. We see people dying and being destroyed and killing people, going in schools, World Trade Tower. I ain't forgot about that. The FBI. We see people destroying people and killing people, Muslims all over there in the East, just killing up each other. Why? Because they have forgot Allah. What do I mean by forgetting Allah? When you forget your Creator, you forget life. He is life. So when you forget life, what else is there for you but death? So most people are on a mission of death to destroy not only themselves, but their whole human race, because they are under the influence of the Satan. And you know, people, if you be told a lie long enough, you'll start believing that lie. And we've been told that we were black African-American people here in the United States of America for over 400 years. We've been told we were black. We've been told that we was everything black was bad. We've also been told a lie by the so-called white people or European, our captors who put us in slavery here, that Almighty Allah, lying on the crater, cursed us to be black because, of something that happened with one of His prophets, Noah, really. And that never happened. And something that happened with one of His prophets, Moses, that never happened. It was just the opposite of what they said. He did curse people to be what you call so-called white. It ain't no white. It's just a light skin pigmentation. And He cursed them like that because they looked upon the darker people as being less than they are. It's been going on for thousands of years, ever since the time began. Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, when they had two children, Adam and Eve. Adam really represents, I mean, not Adam, but and their sons were named Cain and Abel. Abel really represents the darker people of the planet. They represent, and not only that, but Cain, too, also represent his mother and father. He was actually come from a mother and father that was black in terms of their skin color. They were dark, very dark. So both of them came from a dark mother and father, but one was obedient to their mother and father. That was Abel. And the other one was disobedient. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. You know, he was mischief. You know, I used to do mischief when I was growing up, and my mother used to whip me all the time, and the other, she didn't whip. And I used to ask her, why are you whipping me all the time? She said, because you're the one being standing in mischief all the time. And then later on, I said, well, you know, she got a boy. She is right. I just heard these whippings. They doing okay. They obeying her. They trying to do right. I'm not. So, people, let me tell you this right. Let me share this right here with you. You can never gain anything in material acquisition. And acquisition means accumulation. You can never, if you gain the whole material world, all the gold, all the diamonds, all the so-called money, which ain't number paper, ain't number trees, it ain't got no value. The real value on the earth, anyway, it ain't even money. It's the natural resources like gold and diamonds and copper and silver. These are natural resources. This is why the Europeans and Jews and other people like that, especially them two, realize how valuable Africa was. It's the most richest continent in the world in terms of natural resources, including oil, because even Saudi Arabia, they say, got most of the oil. Saudi Arabia, ain't no such a thing as Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is really Africa, and really, to be go more technical than that, it ain't really Africa, it's Asia, and that really, Asia means the land of the dark people. Arabs are nothing but African American, Arabs are nothing but, if you want to call it, black people. But yet they want to think they better than black people. They want to look down on black people. They want to enslave black people, just like the Jews and the whites. They all three are right. They look down on black people as being the scum of the earth, and they look down on us as being the scum of the earth because they know we are the people that is the civilization of our builders of the whole. We are the first people. We are their mothers and fathers. We are the ones that built civilization. Because before there was any, they existed, it was the black man in the beginning, Adam and Eve. So history even began from a man and woman that was black. So black really has no significance in terms of racial significance. Black just really means a state of ignorance. Black means a state of ignorance. When you're in ignorance, you cannot think. But when you come into the light of truth and understanding, then you can begin to see that everything in this world is an illusion, and the real world is inside of you, the unseen spiritual world that's all around you. You can't see it. It's just like you can't see your creator, but he's there. You can't see the air you breathe, but you breathe it to stay alive, don't you? You don't see what's going on inside your body. They say, the scientists say, the greatest machine, the creator creator is the human being. Say the body, it works in such a magnificent way. It's just mind-boggling how the body works on its own, the way the creator got it working, without us even knowing anything about it, being any, even conscious of it, how our body works. Magnificent machine. And most people don't even give thanks, the Creator say. So at this time, I'm going to say that, wake up, people. we are living in our final days. This is the final call from the Creator of the heavens and the earth to come back to his straight way. What is his straight way? His straight way is a way that leads straight to him. It's a way of justice. It's a way of equality. It's a way of good morality. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you this morning for joining us, bring you to you our discussion today on history for people is not a month. History for people is all times. And he says it's because he's referring to a close spot, the history of the so-called black people. And Imam Shahid Shabazz, in his discussion so far, has made it clear that the people, all people at one time, were considered black people. Light began in darkness. Light began with darkness. And they're not speaking of just even the physical black. The most important black is your spiritual and mental darkness that you're in, because that's truly who you are. So therefore, when referring to black, it means ignorance, the lack of knowledge, the lack of understanding, the lack of knowing how to do anything on this earth. Everything began in darkness, depending on the Creator to guide, to teach, and to direct, and listening to him through our spirits and in our souls. That was life for many, many thousands of years before man started looking to man and depending on man. And then that's when everything started to happen to us. So people, the history of there's no such really as a black man, so to speak. We all just human beings. And it's the so-called black skin color that was the one first to civilize this planet Earth, to bring civilization into existence by building nations, by becoming rulers of nations. Yes. So, if you want to start black history, let's go back to the beginning of man, beginning of man's history. They want to start here in America. During the time of slavery, huh? I'll start, go a little bit further over into some parts of the world where these people came from to America, to Africa, in Africa, or in Spain, or somewhere like that. That's where they want you to begin your history. That's a big joke. People, your history is the history of the Imam Shahid Shabazz, letting you know. And you have to come to that understanding why, because everything evolves in a circle, huh, in a cycle. And the law is so merciful. He gives everybody a chance. So what's happening today is what? Because the African-American black people, through the dark races, are given a chance again to rule the planet Earth as it ruled it in the beginning. It's gone back around to that time now. It's your time. And they know that. They're not going to give up it easily. All this rulership has had over you and what they've done to you and others, all the other races, you think you're going to give it up? No. When the lion goes down, the lion is when he makes the loudest noise. It's when he's going down. And people, this is what it's all about today. That lion is going down. The two rulers are again rising up to take their place. And you know this man, after all this thousand years, he doesn't want that. He doesn't want you ruling him. He can't see himself in your position because it feels like you're going to do to him what he did to you. He doesn't realize that you don't have that baby mind, ignorant mentality like he has. A lack of knowledge and understanding who you are. But you're much wiser than that. And you don't need to treat him the way he treated you. So people, we want you to listen carefully and enjoy today's discussion. And join us. Please join us. Ask questions, give comments, Let us know what you think and how you feel. This is who we're here for. We're here for you and to give you the knowledge. Have to bring about the understanding and knowledge that you are seeking. So if you want to join the show today, the discussion, hit the number one button. It's the number one button on your phone. Your number will show up in the studio here, and we will love to have you come on each other. And now, again, I give you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Wa alaykum salam. This time I'm going to come from direct from the final revelations of the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, from his book, his final revelations for all human beings, that he revealed to his last prophet, Muhammad, Mustafa ibn Abdullah, for all human beings, the only way that they can get back to heaven is by following this man and following the final revelations that Almighty Allah revealed to this man, because it confirms all the revelations that he revealed to all his prophets from the beginning of time, beginning with Adam, the first prophet. This is a surah or chapter which is talking about this material world and the value of it, or the value, the lack of the value of it. It Allah starts off like this here. He says, this message he's giving you right now is to let you know that this present material world will not last. And he say his full judgment will certainly be established in the hereafter, at the judgment day. He said, therefore, people should strive for his world in the hereafter of true values and eternity. He said, all mysteries in this world, fair or shrouded in gloom, will vanish when the full reality stands revealed. Allah said, this our life, that is the believers, is but pain, and the disbelievers, but pain for toil. He said, if you believe in him, there's hope of you meeting with him in the hereafter. And all of this pain and suffering and death will end. You will die no more. You will live forever in the greatest bliss you can't even imagine. He said, this bliss is only for the righteous. Those who are living a righteous life in this world. Not living a selfish life, but a righteous life. I shared with a friend yesterday, I guess I can call him a friend, if you want to consider me a friend, that I had asked some people for some charity, even though I didn't really necessarily need it. But Allah, he tests our spirit of charity. He tells us to teach people charity, not just charity in terms of us giving charity, but other people giving charity too. And if you don't ask somebody, you can't get them an opportunity to learn what charity is all about, too. He said he created us and put us here as human beings and made us nations and tribes that we might help one another, get to know each other, and help each other, not to hoard up what we got and say, I got mine, you get yours. So Allah say, woe to the arrogant dealers in sin, stingy people. He say, like the sunset glow or the shades of night, people's life never rests here below on this earth, but their life keep changing and evolving until their life evolve into the hereafter in this world. He say, so travel ever onward, stage by stage, spiritually, by grasping, taking in his message of truth in the Quran, and reach the heights of heaven to reap a reward that will never fail through all eternity. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, it's my salam. Again, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us. And if you want to come in or ask a question, push the number one button on your phone. Your number will show up. We're glad to have you join us. And I do see a number here. I'm going to call this person on. It's 313-422-3152. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? We do have a number here, and I want to let you know, the caller, when I asked them to give a name, they didn't want to say anything, I guess, so they left altogether. Just for you to know that they didn't have to. You don't have to say anything. If there's anybody out there, you don't have to come on comment. But it is your show. And it makes it that much more interesting. Let us know what you're thinking, what you feel, what you want to know, what you're looking for, and the questions that you have to ask, what your concerns are. And we can work together in trying to give the knowledge that you're seeking for that. So I'm glad the person did come back on, because we are not asking you to join us. We're inviting you to join us, which is the difference. And that only if you want to join us, if you want to comment, if you want to say something. So when I can click on your number and it's showing up in the studio and you don't say anything, that is an indication to me that you prefer not to comment at this time. So maybe long if you don't mind, we can try again, because I have no idea of knowing whether you have a comment or not or a question until I do see your number on our switchboard. And the reason why I call you, ask you if you have anything to say, is because your number has shown up on the switchboard, and therefore I am approaching you to see if there's anything that you would like to comment or anything you'd like to make at this time. But if you don't, I guarantee you can just listen and enjoy it. But at any time, if there's a comment question, I will call on you every now and then, because I have no way of knowing otherwise. And just comment, just say something. And if you don't say something, that lets me know that you don't have a comment or question. We just want to listen. Again, Imam Joseph Shavah is starting hard today to bring to us the fact that there is truly no such as Black History Month, which is ridiculous. Now, you can't even start to try to put Black History, how people in their time and their accomplishments, in one month. That doesn't even make sense. So you see what they do to us in this time and trip that we're in, and this society that we are a part of, that's ruling now. That shows us how they really think about us, you know, how they really perceive us as really being nothing, really insignificant. So we'll give them a mouth and shut them up. But it didn't work out that way. Because we have come to the realization that history itself is our history. The history of the darker race, basically. That's who began civilization, who began creation and civilization. So therefore, you can't have history of any kind, of any people, without including the dark-skinned people, the Black man on the planet Earth. And now I give you again Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. So since we have people that maybe want to just listen, we're going to take our time and we're going to say what the Creator wants us to say. We pray that Allah bless us to say only what He would have us to say, and nothing of our own, because Allah is all-knowing and we know nothing. I mean, I'm coming through the Quran today, and if anybody want to join, join. If you don't, you can just listen. Almighty Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, says in His final revelations, He says, the physical nature of people may be insignificant, but He says the soul that He has given to people must win a glorious future in the end. Allah says, through the darkest night comes the penetrating light of a glorious star. Allah says, such is the power of Allah's revelation. Allah says, His revelation protects and guides the erring, that is, people who are making mistakes and error. But Allah says, what is people but creatures of flesh and bones? Weak. But Allah says, by His power, yes, again, His power, His power don't raise people to a state, to a life beyond animal life. When lo, all things hidden will be made plain. Allah say people's help then will be but His word, which none of us, Allah say, can thwart or, you know, just set out and think we're not have to go answer to Allah for. Allah says, so with gentle patience and wisdom, wait in righteousness and truth and justice for his decision of changing this world and destroying this world and bringing back into his world of eternal. So people, this is what Allah called this surah. Allah called this surah. He says this surah is the by the sky and the night visiting therein. So why do we keep saying night? Because he revealed this revelation to ignorant people. We are not born intelligent. We're born ignorant. We're born with no knowing nothing. And the Creator say he let a lot of us grow to know a lot. And then he say a lot of us he take to an old age where we know nothing, a little or nothing, after knowing so much. To let us know that this life is a temporary life. And that our real life is not the outer life, but it's our inner life. It is our spiritual life. I want to let you hypocrites know, too, in Islam and Christianity and Judaism, that your hypocrisy is not accepted by Allah. You can't live a righteous life and a corrupt life at the same time. The Christians say it like this here, but they don't live it, most of them. You can't serve two masters. They mean the Creator and Satan. But this is what most Muslim, Christian, and Jews and religious people are trying to do. And they don't want you to look at what they're doing. They just want you to listen at what they're saying. They talk truth, but they don't want to live by the truth. No. I'm going to tell you one story here because you need to know it, and you need to know how corrupt not only Christians are, most Christians are, but most Muslims and most religious people. You got Muslim, so-called Muslim, Christian, Jews and people in religions, Catholics, they're molesting children, they're homosexuals, they're lesbians, and they're justifying these things. And I had a passage here, I'm going to read. Yeah, I want to read it to you. It says, evil hides in the dark recesses of the human mind and deceives the human mind. It says, people don't know Allah, their creator. Evil can make the human mind think evil is good and good is evil. This is why evil can only deceive the human mind when the human mind is absent of the true knowledge of Allah. Evil fears Allah's power because evil knows Allah. Most people don't know Allah. So when people forget Allah, they become a slave to evil. But this can only happen when people reject the unseen reality of Allah inside their heart and soul. Evil can then make people think they are free to do anything in this world they want to do, even though it is evil. And people then have no protection from evil because Allah, the Creator, is the only protector from evil and its evil influences. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. He comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And there's a number that they give you to call, which is 347-884-8511. Pass the word on to your friends and loved ones if you enjoy the show. If you receive something from it, some information, knowledge that you didn't know, that you feel like it's important for and useful to you, pass it on and invite that person to join you also. We here every Sunday for you. Again, this is your show. This is not our show. It's for us to share together, to discuss this life, circumstances, situation, this world we're living in, and our purpose here to get on earth and get a better understanding of who we are and what our purpose is. So we want you to join us, but also invite others to join our show. So I want to let you know that we appreciate you. We appreciate your concern, your interest in taking the time out to join us. And we want this, you to appreciate us and the show. So we need your feedback. We need your comments. Feel free free at any time to comment, to ask questions. Imam Shahid Shabbat has struggled hard for many years, like almost 50 years, carrying the word of the Creator of merciful God, our most merciful God, Allah, to the people throughout the eastern coast here, basically. And he's traveled by foot most of the time. Yes, so he has carried him for over 40 years, and he's went as a vendor, and he spread the word everywhere he went to everybody who approached him. So, yes, now, during the years, you can see that adds up to thousands of people. Why? Because when he spread the word to one person, that person carries it to another. And this is how it spreads when we reach other people like this. So you can see the insignificance of him teaching. You can see the love for him, for his creator, for his desire, his eagerness to spread the word of truth to you, to turn you back to the right, to let you know who you are, to clear up some of that confusion that has been placed in our minds through this society, these rulers, these people that have been permitted to be over us for a time, a period of time, and that time now is up. And people, we're talking today about history for people is not a month. History for people is all times. And I was reading the Quran here. And in reading the Quran, I read about this ayah, which is about color. I looked up color to see what the Quran was saying about color. So, and ayah 22 it is, which is the famous verse in the Bible, and surah, which is the famous chapter. Surah 30, it says, among his time is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the variations in your languages and your colors. Verily, in that are signs of those who know. And people, the variation in languages and colors can be viewed geographically in the aspect of the people all over the world. And in periods of time, all mankind must remember was created of a single pair of parents. Yet they have spread it to different countries and climates and developed different languages, different shades of complexion, and yet their basic unity remains the same, unchanged.
That's right.
They are anyway, equally under Allah's care. We are still under the care of our Creator. We are still one human family. And this is the understanding
right.
that we have to. This is what we're trying to see ourselves as people. And we have to learn to get along with a person, not because of his color or his so-called race, those things that man has attributed to himself, because he is part of the human family. He is the Allah's creation. Allah has put us on earth to get to know one another, to get to work together, to help and assist one another, to enjoy this earth the short time that he has along here, to enjoy this earth, and to bring about a beautiful way of life on the earth, the life that's very similar to that one that is in the hereafter, that is in Jannah, that is in so-called heaven. We are supposed to have that kind of life on the earth. But instead, man has chosen to follow not the way of Allah, but of the dictates of his mind and bring about a life of hell on earth, more similar to hell and the hellfire. And this is why we have to get to understand why we are in this condition, so we can get ourselves out of this condition and back to where we should be. And now, again, I give you Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Thank you, sister. That was very clear, very beautiful, very concise. And when I say concise, it meant that ain't nobody saying that I can't understand that, because it was clear. What I want to say at this time is that along with what the sister was saying about people being one, the Creator said that he created all people in the best of mold. You know, meaning that he created us in the best. He said he created all human beings with the nature of good. So he said, we are capable of the utmost moral degradation, though, unless we have faith in him and lead a good life. And he also says that if you look at all nature and history, and if you look at his light of revelations, his revelation through the ages, through all history, that his revelation will show people that he created Allah, the Creator, created us in the best of human forms and modes. Yet, he said, we can fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation unless we live a life of sincere faith in him and righteousness, and his righteousness. He said, if we do that, then we will reach our goal in the year after, which is the return back to our Creator and his eternal kingdom. He said, if we live a life of evil, then we must stand our judgment at the judgment day. And he said, nobody can doubt before him the wise is unjust as a judge, meaning that you can't come to him and tell no lies and say, oh, I didn't do this, because he got a record. He knows all people. You can't deceive him. He know what you're doing. He know what you're thinking. He know what you're feeling. And we are taught this right here, and this is so very important, too. We are taught this in Al-Islam. In Al-Islam. As Muslims, for all people, we are taught that you don't have true faith in Allah or the Creator, no matter what your religion, until you worship your Creator as if though you watching him, looking at you at all the time when ain't nobody else around. But yet you know you don't see him with your physical eyes, but you know he see you. And you live accordingly. That means you live with the fear in your heart. I can't displease my Creator because he's looking right at me. And he say he knows the secrets of everyone's heart. So you can't even in your heart be thinking of something negative and devious and think that he don't know. You should live your life at all times knowing that my Creator, he knows what's in my heart too. So I got to keep my heart pure, and I got to strive hard to keep my actions pure and good and righteous. And Allah says in the Quran over and over again, this final revelation, for all people, he said he loved those who keep themselves pure and clean, and he said he loved those who practice what? Self-restraint or self-control. Why you can't submit to your Creator's will if you don't have self-control? Why? Because yourself ain't going to let you. And that's the problem with most people right now. Talking about they believe in God, but they're still following self-will. You can't follow but one will, either the will of Allah, your Creator, or your will. And his will is all good, and people, our will is all bad. So you make the choice what you follow. And Allah said because he gave you freedom of choice as a human being, you are personally accountable and responsible for your own actions, intentions, and deeds. Yes. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Nam Shaheen Shabbat. Teaching today on history for people is not a must. History for people is all time. And basically referring now to the black people, mainly African Americans, as they're the ones who are given a month to learn their history. And they can cut the history short to even a specific place and time, a space alert, which is really ridiculous, as we all know. Thank you, Madam Shahid, about to clear it up. A lot of the same things that you might have had in your mind, and bring out the right truth of understanding. So therefore, people, we want to understand, too, that in talking about people, this thought just came to me, that everyone who lives on this planet Earth and who walks on 2 feet are not human. Everyone that you see who walks on 2 feet and calls himself human are not human. Okay. There are people that we call the Jinn people. And why is it? Because of their nature. Unless you have the nature of a human being, the characteristics of a human being, then you're not human. The difference is that there are people on this earth who have no soul, no feelings, They're cold hearted. They don't love. They don't care about anybody or anything. And they don't mind. That's why so much killing is going on. Because all this killing is not coming from people who are human beings. They might look like human, look like you, but the conduct tells us that they're not like you. They're not like the human beings. Because their character and their conduct is different. They love to hear to destroy things. They love it doing wicked and evil. That's what they live for. But these people are human. And it's very hard for us to digest that fact and understand that. But this is why we have a problem on earth, because we are fighting good against evil. They are the evil people. They are the ones who are all here to challenge us, really. That's our challenge on earth. Those people who are not human, whose conduct dictates that something is not right with them, because they love to destroy life, to all life. They love poisoning life. They love doing evil on earth. Because they have no soul, they have no heart. They're cold heart. And they don't care. They don't have feelings. They just look like a human being. And you have to get to know them by their conduct. And this person can have any color. Even though they say the majority of them are from one color. But even there is this tendency in even human beings to be like the jinn people, to be of the jinn nature. So we have allowed them to have been influenced by the jinn nature to be like the jinn nature. And you don't know them from these people. Once you become all those people and do as those people do, you become like those people. You become one of them. Even though you might have had a heart and a soul for good, for love, for caring, for compassion. So people, we want to understand that we have a serious problem here. And the problem is simply not between race or color, but between good and evil. And this is
correct.
The war they call the war in the end, the war of Armageddon. And that's one of the reasons why they call it that. Because we're fighting good. We are actually good fighting evil. Evil fighting, trying to fight good and trying to win over the good. As the Shaitan of the devil has told the Creator Law, he's going to get all of his people in the end and carry them to the hellfire with him. And that he's fighting a good war, right? He doesn't stop. He's 24/7 and beyond. All right, people, now I see that we do have our beautiful brother here, but he hasn't been on that long. And we're going to give her a chance to, brother, what we're teaching on today is history for people is not a month. History for people is all times. And so, therefore, we want to let people know that there is no such as black history, black for one month. History for black month, what is that? Black month history, as we call that. Which is ridiculous. You can't start to even get the history of black people in 1 month's time. You can't even start to talk about the history. And as we inform the people that history began with the darker people. History began in blackness and with blackness. But therefore, how can you try to put the history of the black people in 1 month and try to put the history of the other people as from the beginning of time? So we see how ironic this really is. And now, Imam Shaheed Shabazz, we do have our beautiful brother on, but he just came on, so we want to give him a chance, and we want to give you, have you teach you a little more to let him know what the teachings are about today. I support Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Wa alaikum salam. I don't know if you said you had a guest on, but basically, you already gave them an explanation of what we're talking about. Well, this has had black, in America, this is so-called Black History Month. But the history of a human being didn't begin in a month. The history of a human being began in three veils of darkness in the human woman's womb. And before then, the history of the world, Allah, the Creator, said he created the first man and woman out of the dust of the earth. He said he rained down, rain from the heavens, and he made black mud. And he said he took that mud and he molded that mud into what we call, the sister called, a human form. And he said that human form didn't have no sound or nothing in it. It was just, you know, a physical body. And then he said when he put his spirit into that body, it began to make sounds. Okay? So all history of all people began from darkness into light, period. This is spiritual and physical. And I said this, if you study art and science, you will find that black is the basic color that you get all other colors out from. But you can't take other colors and get black. You can't take, in other words, for instance, you know, other colors, if you mix red with red, you get red. If you mix blue with blue, you get blue. You mix white with white, you get white. But if you mix any of those colors with black, you will get black. So black is the basic foundation, not of color, but black is the basic foundation of the world, of the Creator evolving everything out of darkness into light. This is what we want you to understand, that history begins when you begin to turn on the light of your intelligence in your mind and begin to realize that you're not a physical flesh and blood human being only in the body, but that you have been blessed with what's called intelligence. And this intelligence your Creator give you raises you above all other human life and all other creation so that you can be the Khalifa, the ruler in the earth, and take care of his creation down here on earth like the angels take care of his creation in the heavens. Yes. Now we're ready for somebody else to talk if they want to talk. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Yes, again, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And as you can see, he's teaching strong today and giving a lot of information, profound information, that really starts us to thinking, to wondering, and to really want to get to know more about who we are and whose we are here. And now I have another Imam in there, Abdul Kareem, and he's come on, but I think he might have something to say now. Imam Abdul Kareem, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. How's everyone doing?
Everyone doing very well. We hope you are too, our beautiful brother, man.
Alhamdulillah. It takes a little bit longer to get around with my bad leg, but alhamdulillah, I'm thankful that Allah is even blessing me to get around. And I enjoyed the topic of the show today because, you know, history, like you said, starts way back. And the better that we know our history and the Lord who created us, the better off that we'll understand ourselves and other races and other people. You know, the better we understand our Lord, the better we understand everything. The better we understand
That's right.
everything. So it's a beautiful thing. And one thing I would want to point out from what you said, that the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet Muhammad, when people expressed racism or some type of superiority complex because of their nationality or because of their color or because of their wealth or because of any reason, their lineage, if they thought they were superior to anybody else, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would be quick to put them in their place. He would be
That's
quick
right.
to put them in their place. Your color doesn't make you superior to anybody. Your wealth doesn't make you superior to anybody. Your lineage doesn't make you superior to anybody. What makes you superior is your nearness to your Lord. And
That's
how could
right.
you get near to your Lord without knowing him? Without knowing him. And he would call those people ignorant, straight, direct, even if they were his companions. If they said something like about race or color that was derogatory to somebody else, he would say, you holding the characteristics of ignorance. It was called jahiliyyah.
Yes.
You are holding
That's
on
right.
to the days of jahiliyyah. You are ignorant or acting ignorant or speaking ignorant. If you think you have superiority to somebody else, that's ignorance. And we know from
That's
our
right.
Islamic history that slavery, you know, was something that was instituted. If you lost the battle, it didn't matter what color you were, white, black, green, or red. You lost the battle, you were taken captive, you were a slave. you know, whether you were from, one of the European countries, or you were from Africa or Persia or wherever you were from, you were a slave, and it had nothing to do, and you were treated the same way. If I ate good food, you would eat good food. If I wore nice clothes, the slave would be wear nice clothes. And that's why so many people who lost battles or were even taken as captives accepted Islam. Because when you hear the truth, that's one thing. But when you see the truth, you see somebody acting in a way that represents Islam, that just has a much, much larger impact on you. Hearing it is one thing. Alhamdulillah, you know, when we have these shows and I listen in, I hear the truth and I can recognize it, and it has a huge impact on me. But when I see somebody out there living the truth, alhamdulillah, by Allah's mercy, it has an even bigger impact and makes me want to improve myself even more, and lets me know how far I got to go to, you know, when I think I've reached some level. I haven't reached a single level. I'm still on level negative one, subhanAllah, and trying my best to get there. So alhamdulillah, I always appreciate the show, and the topic is an excellent topic. And I asked you yesterday, Imam, when I spoke to you for a brief period, asked you what the topic was about, and I'm so sad that I missed the first 20, 30 minutes of the show, you know, but it just takes me so much longer to get to the car and get back to the house, just, you know, when you're on crutches.
That's
but,
okay, brother.
Alhamdulillah.
It's okay.
You and the sisters said a lot, and what you just from what you said that I've heard is magnificent. So may Allah bless you, and alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, Brother Imam. And even though you're getting around and you may not be getting around as faster, but Allah, I just want to say this to everybody. Allah say the victory that he promised to his righteous servants on this earth. He said that victory is not given to those who are the swiftest in learning Islam or his truth. It's not given to the ones that given to the wisest. But he says, given to the one that endureth to the end in his righteousness. So long as you can endure and keep doing good, if you hop and do good, then you're on your road to Allah. You know, so Allah say the best, he given us clothing to cover our shame. But Allah say the best clothes is righteousness. I just want to say that to a lot of Muslims, too, in particular, because a lot of Muslims today, especially all over the world now in America, I can't just say America, they, but especially in America, you won't even know they're Muslim, and especially a lot of sisters and brothers, but especially sisters, they'll wear have a headpiece on and some tight jeans showing all their private parts. One time, I was up in Maryland, one part of Maryland in the district, and it was Juma, I think, even if it weren't, but Juma or Ramadan. And these sisters come out of the masjid and had a white dresses and nothing under, no underwear or nothing. And you could see clean right straight through their genitals. And recently I had heard from a reliable source that was a Christian, a associate of mine, and she said that this Christian minister, to show you how the time we're in and evil is definitely Allah getting to bring it to its destruction, because it's as gone, boy, as far in 6 or 7 years as I've ever seen it. It's the worst. She said this Christian minister of a mega church somewhere around this country told his followers, the women, said that because Jesus, God, had blessed me with his spiritual power, he's blessed me with the power to give y'all his healing spiritual power to lead y'all on to him through y'all having oral sex with me, that would inject into y'all his spirit that would lead and guide y'all unto him. How ridiculous. How that's the epitome of corruption. So, people, Allah just said you can fall to the lowest of the low like that in moral degradation when you forget Allah. And like the sister said, Allah say what qualifies us as a human being is not your physical body, as an animal, Allah said what qualifies you as a human being is righteousness. As the Imam just said, it's righteousness. And Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said righteousness is good morality. And you're right, he said in his last sermon, there's no superiority over Arab over non-Arab, or black over white, or white over black, the rich over the poor, nothing. He said the only superiority a human being have is in his righteousness and his obedience to him and his righteousness. So the one that's the most obedient and following their creator and obeying his divine goodwill, which is all good, he said that's the most superior in this sight. So if you want the, and he said also in my conclusion at this time, he said if you want to measure your success every day, if you call yourself a human being, don't look at the material things you got. Don't look and see if I got me a new wife or a new husband or I got me some new children. Uh-uh. He said, don't look at the things of this world. He said, ask yourself, how closer have I got to my creator? And then if you see where you, like the Imam said, you got closer to your creator, you have made progress that day, because he said everything with us in this world going to pass away. But he said all that's with him in this world going to what? Endure, last forever. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank all of you for joining us this morning, those who are in the radio listening audience who prefer not to talk, as well as those who are joining us as guests. There's a number again that I would call this person again, see if they really, I would call their number to see if they really had something to say at this time. Now, if you don't want to come, of course, you're not asking, we're not trying to force you. You don't have to. But if your number shows up in our studio, we call you because that is an indication that you have something to say, a question or a comment. So I'm going to call this number. And again, if you don't have anything to say, you don't have to comment. We certainly thank you for joining us and hope you enjoy the discussion today. The number is 313-422-3152. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, so that person is indicating that they still don't have anything to say at this time. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the show. I won't call on you again. Thank you. All right, Imam Shabazz. It seems today that the other guest that's showing up here prefers not to talk, just wants to listen. Of course, we have your beautiful cousin who's listening in today. And again, I'm going to give our Imam Abdul Karim a chance to express himself, to make comments. Imam Abdul Karim. Go ahead and turn you on. Can you hear me now?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Alhamdulillah. And Imam, so there's, you know, as far as getting yourself nearer to Allah, as far as learning or knowing your Lord and getting closer to your Lord so that you could understand your Lord from love, from a position of love, and not always just fear of the fire, fear of doing this or fear of doing that, but love. And then that would spread out, that would emanate towards everybody who you deal with, because everybody who you deal with, you'll understand that that's a creation from your Lord. And the messenger, he stood up when a lady passed by who had passed away, and one of his companions said, hey, that lady is a Jew. And he said, is she not a human being? Do I not have to show respect to that person? And he was able to, because of his nearness to his Lord, love people, even if they did the worst disgusting things to him, even if they transgressed all bounds in their relationship with
That's
him
right.
as a human being.
This is true.
He was able, he was so able to look past it and forgive beyond
That's
any
right.
of us, because I really, I know, I don't think we're there yet. You know, I know I get frustrated at things, and I know sometimes
I know I'm not there yet, brother. That's right.
I was going to say, you could have a, you know, even quicker and sharper than me sometimes, you know, on the offense, you know, like that. But the Prophet was so, because of the way he loved his Lord, if that person was not disrespecting his religion or not disrespecting his Lord, he was able to just, it was just, things were able to just roll off of his, like water on a duck's back, like you would say, you know, just roll off. So he
That's
had
right.
an incredible love for mankind and for human beings. And we have to adopt that too, because it's difficult. When I watch some of the shows out here on that show us our history as African-Americans and what some of our ancestors and forefathers went through, you want to pick something up and throw it through the television. You know, you cannot believe that the monsters, that their brain was able to justify treating other human beings like this.
That's right.
And I'm supposed
That's
to just
right.
get up and forgive and forget, you know?
That's right.
I mean, you know, I got to turn off the TV. I can't go through a whole, some of these shows. I can't watch the whole thing. I got to turn it
I
off.
I can't either.
Go eat. You know, yeah, go grab something to drink, a cold lemonade, you know?
That's
because
right.
Because I can't believe that human beings thought because of their color that they had the superiority or the ability to treat and degrade another race just because of their color of their skin, just like that. And as you know, as African Americans today, even some of the more modern shows, when you watch these shows where doctors learned some of their medical practices from other doctors who were African American but took all the credit, where scientists
That's right.
developed
That's
these
right.
creations that people are using today, and somebody else had to take the credit because that African American couldn't take the credit, where they owned property that was just taken from them because of the color of their skin. When you
That's
look
right.
how that went on, and you don't have to go back 50, 100 years to see that some
sure
of that
don't.
Stuff, you know, is still plaguing us today. Prophet
right
Solomon was able to just right now. You're exactly 100% right. And if you don't, and people who don't want to recognize it, that's on them. But as an African American, you have to realize that a lot of those things still plague us and trouble us till this very day, especially with me going to the jails at least once a week, if not more, and seeing, you know, the disparity in there and how,
yes,
you know, it's 8-1. And Imam Shahid, I don't know if I ever told you this statistic, the stop and search, and this is just right here in Forsyth County, in the county that I live in, the stop and search is 8-1 African American versus Caucasian versus other, you know, races. 8-1.
I can believe it.
Black
I can believe it easily.
This is a factual statistic. And if an African American
right.
has a joint in his pocket, and I'm not saying it's a halal, but I'm just saying it's a bag of weed. It's nothing to, you know, you shouldn't go to jail for it, in my opinion. But, you know, it's a if you have a bag of weed in your pocket and you African American and you sitting on the bus stop and there's a Caucasian next to you with a gun and a knife in his pocket that still has blood on it and a kilo of coke in his backpack, you 8 times more likely to get found out with that joint in your pocket and get yourself a record and get into the system than that Caucasian person sitting on next to you on the bus stop with the knife could still have blood on it, the gun could have just been fired, and he could have a kilo of coke in his backpack, because they're 8 times more likely to frisk you and find that marijuana than they are to frisk him and find whatever he has on it. So if he's not getting frisked, they're not going to find out.
That's right. That's right, brother.
So with that statistic, I still have to go to the jail. Tell my brothers, you got to behave better. You know, you got to, hey, I can't go and say, hey, there's a disparity. Hey, if the world was perfect, you wouldn't be in here right now. Or, hey, because that's just going to anger you and make you more upset and frustrated. You know,
exactly.
The Prophet somehow was able to find love. He was able to find love in every situation. And,
yes,
you know, even the person that that did the worst things to him, if they became Muslim, they became his brother. And if they
That's
didn't
right.
become Muslim, they were still going to be treated fairly, whether he was in charge or whether he wasn't in charge. And
that's
and we
exactly
have to take
right.
example from that as African Americans and know that we may have a long way to go to get justice or equality, but we can't go blaming people. We can't go, doing the same thing or discriminating against other people, because that shows our ignorance if we do that. And may Allah just bless us to rise to that occasion, huh? Because it's not easy. Easier said than done. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. That was very beautifully said, well said, because we was taught as I was growing up, we probably not near the end, but we ain't at the end, that two wrongs don't make a right.
Right, mashallah.
You know, you can't right in the wrong with another wrong. You right in the wrong with a right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was this town called Tyrus during the life of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. And he went there to teach the people Islam. And the people, they sick the children. He loved children and women in a spiritual way, like we supposed to as men, and take care of them. And so he loved children. I love children. I mean, I can imagine what his heart felt. The man, they told the children to stone him to death. So they stoned him so much blood was running all down his forehead, they nearly killed him. There was so much blood was running out of his shoe. He was dressed in blood. And Allah revealed to him, the Creator, right then, say, look, do you want me to destroy that town right now for what they did to you? And I sent you there to try to help them. And you know what that man said? That man said, no, Allah, I don't want you to do that, because later on, somebody or some of them, they might become Muslims. And later on, guess what? That whole town became Muslims.
That's right. That's exactly
so
right.
Yeah. Due to Allah, yeah. Why okay, well, with that 2 minutes, you know, we'll just say, people, there is only one creator. People, there is only one good. And people, there is only one bad. You can't live a double lifestyle. You can't live a bad life and a good life. You can live a good life, and you don't have to be perfect. All you got to do is strive for the perfection of your Creator. Ask Him to help you. He said if you ask Him to help you and you're sincere in whatever you do, He will help you to do right. But if you don't ask for His help and you like what you're doing is wrong, He's not going to help you in your wrong. And what this said, I'm through. He said, Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, the last prophet, that when the good that you do as a human being makes you feel good in your soul and your conscience and heart, then you know you're a true believer. And he said, when the evil you do make you feel good in your heart, in your conscience, and you it don't bother you, you can go to sleep, kill somebody like the brother was saying, the Caucasian using that analogy to shot and kill somebody. And a lot of them, they're the main murderers, robbers, and killers of most people on the planet. And they act like that's no normal to them to kill somebody, especially to kill an African American. And so I just wanted to put that in for so-called Black History Month and say, ma'am, you can take us on out with something said and a comment and prayer.
Alhamdulillah. I know we don't have a lot of time, but alhamdulillah, I will. And also that scenario, that story that you brought up, when the angel came to the messenger, Allah sent the angel to the messenger to ask him, said, I could crush this town between two mountains if you want me to. And he said, no, because some good Muslims might come out of there.
You have 25 seconds.
Alhamdulillah. The entire tribe turned to Islam. So that was a beautiful, beautiful analogy. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, ruler of the day of judgment. You alone, Allah, we worship, and you alone we pray for help, and we pray that you show us the straight path, the path that you're pleased with, and not the path that earns your anger or your wrath. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us. Join us again next week, same time. Down to 301. I'm sorry to say,
Father Easter.
us that he always sends the light. One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right.